أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. Today is the last Friday of the year 1439 of the Hijra. We are mentally, spiritually, and logistically getting ready to commemorate the Azah of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein bin Ali alayhi salat wa salam. There is indeed a very special pull in these rituals that we have in form of Azah among the Shias, in a sense that it even brings those who are the least practicing among the committed members to the majalis. You might not see them on the day of Eid, but you will definitely see them on the day of Ashura. And there is a reason for it. The Prophet himself, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once when Hussein was coming towards him, you know, he made him sit on his lap and then he looked at him and he says, إِنَّ لِقَتْلِ لِحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that verily in the martyrdom of Hussein, there is this warmth in the hearts of the mu'mineen and the believers, لَا تَبْرُدُ أَبَدًا, which will never ever go cold. And that hararat, that warmth in the heart of the mu'mineen towards Hussein ibn Ali, is that, you know, element of pulling them towards the azah. And this is where we see that Karbala has a very strong impact on us. When a mu'min's heart, because of, you know, listening to this the tragedy of Karbala, becomes more soft, there is more ability to listen and to accept the message of Imam. For us, Karbala is not only an event which took place 1400 years ago. It is actually a source of inspiration. It is a universal paradigm of good virtues. People even now can learn from Hussein, from his family, and from his companions who were killed in Karbala. Let me just share with you one example where this message is everlasting, will never die. At a very painful stage in his own fight against the Yazidi forces, when he was all alone, Imam Hussein ibn Ali left a very powerful message, not only for Muslims, but for the entire humanity. This is the time when he was alone, a moment comes in, because one of the reporters assigned by Ibn Ziyad, the Yazidi, you know, governor in Kufa, to basically write down what is going on, because those days the armies were not really, you know, full-time armies. So people were rewarded according to their contribution in the war. So they needed reporters to write down. And so Hamid bin Muslim is one of them. And he basically is the one who talks about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that although he lost so many family members and companions in a few hours, but the way he fought was very extraordinary. And there is a moment where, you know, Umar ibn Sa'd says, don't confront him one to one. He actually asked the group of archers, according to one narration, there were 4,000 of them. He says, you go and gradually surround him. And then you target him with your arrows. At that moment, Hussein ibn Ali is on his horse. He happened to notice that Shimr and some of the people under him were gradually moving towards the tents of the family of Hussein. And at that moment, Hussein ibn Ali forgets his own, you know, pain and suffering. And he looks towards Shimr, and he says, وَيْلَكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ دِينٌ وَكُنْتُمْ لَا تَخَافُونَ الْمَعَادِ, that woe to you if you don't have a religion, nor do you fear the day of judgment. فَكُونُوا فِي أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكُمْ أَحْرَارًا ذَوِي أَحْصَابٍ, then at least for the sake of your worldly issues, Be free and honorable. You know, what are you doing? امنعوا رحلي وأهلي من تغامكم وجحالكم. You know, prevent and stop these lowly and ignorant soldiers of yours from moving towards my tents and towards my family. Why? In one narration he says, فَإِن لَهُمْ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوا. These women and children are not fighting against you. They are not part of this combat. They are non-combatants. Do not go towards them. If you really want to fight, if you really are a man, come and fight me. These words are not only for the day of Ashura. These words are all even relevant now. Despite all the advancement that we see in the world, in science and technology, so-called, you know, civilized societies around the world, people of all nations, and unfortunately followers of all faiths, when it comes to the time of war, they succumb to their animalistic level. They, you know, lose their humanity. They forget their humanity and the respect which has to be there. They don't respect the women and children of those who are their opponents. And this is across the board. Whether you look at the Christian Americans in Vietnam, or the Shinto Japanese in China, or the Buddhist in Burma, or the Taliban Muslims in Afghanistan, or the so-called ISIS, you know, in Iraq and Syria, or even Christian Serbians in former Yugoslavia, or the Hutus in Rwanda, all across the world, all of them, when war takes place, they have brutally attacked the women and the children of the opposite side. They have killed them, they have burned them, they have raped them. And so this message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is still alive. This is the message for the whole world. فَكُونُوا فِي أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكُمْ أَحْرَارًا. If you don't have a religion, if you don't fear the day of judgment, at least be free for the sake of your dunya. You know, be a human being. Show the decency and humanity and respect which is there for an insan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about the appearance of the Messiah as soon as possible, inshallah. إن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله العزيز بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الضعين على سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. Karbala for us is not just a story. There was somebody who asked Allama Amini, a great scholar of this century, who is known for his book Al-Ghadir. He died in 1972. Somebody asked him from the other Muslims that why do you people Shias make this Karbala such a big deal? It happened 1400 years ago. You know? And he was very well known for giving short and powerful, you know, responses. He said, we do this so that you don't forget Karbala the way you have forgotten Ghadir. Because we did not celebrate Ghadir in that big way, you know, from the very beginning, you've forgotten it. We didn't want you to forget Karbala. And therefore we do it in that big way. And this is not only an issue of memorial for what happened. For us, it's a source of inspiration and guidance even now. If you look at the ziyarat that we have from our sixth Imam, where he says to us, he's teaching us that address Imam Hussain alayhi salam, centuries after Karbala happened, and you say, in kana lam yujibka badani in the istighasatika wa lisani in the istinsarik, that O Hussain, although I was physically, well, not I wasn't there, I wasn't born at that time, to respond to you physically or by my tongue when you did istighasa and istinsar, when you asked for help, hal min nasiriyan suruna, faqad ajabaka. Although I physically wasn't able to do that, but I respond to you now. How? فَقَدْ أَجَابَكَ قَلْبِي وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَرَأِي وَحَوَائِي عَلَى التَّسْلِيمِ. He says, now my heart and my ears and eyes and my ideas and thoughts and my desires and wishes all submit to you. So basically, we are talking about submission to the mission of Hussein on a spiritual level, on a physical level, on the intellectual level, and on the emotional level. And this is something we have to keep in mind, that we do not just go through Aza just as a memorial of what happened. Rather, this is where we renew our faith, re-energize ourselves to become better Muslims and better human beings. Let me go to another message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and that is about treating others, even those who might not share the same perspective of Islam or not the Islamic faith, even if they are outsiders. When Imam's caravan departed from a place known as Sharaf, they camped during the midday for their prayers and rest. And that is where the cavalry force of Hur bin Yazid al-Riyahi came. 1,000 horsemen. And when Hussein ibn Ali, of course, they had prepared themselves, whether if this is an attack or not. So Imam and his people, when they realized, they got ready for whatever situation might be. But when they came close, the very first thing that Hussein ibn Ali noticed was that the soldiers and the horses were all thirsty. He didn't ask them anything. He looked at his young people in the caravan, especially those who had assigned with the duty of, you know, carrying the water bags, supplying it and putting that on the camel. He says, "Isqa al-qawm." You know, give water, not only to them, warashif al-khayr. You know, even give water to the horses. And all of them took their water bags and started doing it. There was one fellow who says, I was the last one in the group, and I was a little bit slow. When I came close, and Imam looked at me, and he realized I'm also very thirsty, and there was no other volunteers free, Imam actually himself picked the water bag and went to him and gave him the water, to him and his horse. Imam didn't ask Hur and his cavalry force, are you coming as friends and supporters, or are you coming as enemies? He looked at the human situation, that they are thirsty, they are in need of water, and this is where Imam basically, you know, gave them water. This is the value of humanity preached by the Imam and the practice by the Imam. And so I would like to, you know, connect that as a message for all of us, all the azadar of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but especially for the organizers and the volunteers, to keep this example of Hussein in your mind. Especially those who are organizing the masajid, the majalis, whether in the centers or Imam Bargaz or in their homes. You know, remember that those who are coming to the majalis, they are your guest and you are the host. Actually, they are not even your guest. They are the guest of Hussein ibn Ali. And you, as the organizers and the volunteers organizing this majalis, you are the servants of Hussein ibn Ali. And you are accountable to him. Alhamdulillah, you know, when it comes to especially our own center here or the affiliates that we have, organization-wise, energy-wise, volunteer-wise, you know, these are one of the most organized programs that we have in the Greater Toronto Area. And this is because of the volunteers who actually make sure everything is done in an orderly fashion. The discipline that you see, management of time, you know, catering to the people coming in, these are all very good things, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the tawfiqat of the volunteers on the men and women side, both in our centers, for what they are doing. Their ajr and sawab is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I, in my position, have a duty also. I would like to remind the volunteers. And this is where I begin by saying that when you see the participants, the azadar, they are the guest of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and you are the servants, khadim of Hussein ibn Ali. So when you interact with them, be kind. You know, when you deal with them, remember that you are, you know, accountable in the eyes of Hussein, more so in the eyes of his mother Fatima Zahra. To have a proper organization, yes, the participants have to listen to the instructions given by the volunteers. Whether it is the management outside who look at the parking issues, or where you are told to come in, or when you are asked to move forward or go to some other side of the hall. You know, the volunteers are doing this as a sense of their own duty. And that is something where the audience has to listen to them. And that is how you can have the organized programs. But on the other side, I will say to the volunteers, it is not the instruction that you are giving is a problem. Sometimes, and I hear some complaints, that, you know, it is how you do it. It's not an issue that, you know, move from here, go on that side. So those who are latecomers, you know, we can accommodate them here. It is how you are saying it. Because when I get an email from a mother saying that, you know, we were told to move in such a way, then my daughter doesn't want to come to majlis anymore. So we are not then serving the cause of Hussein. Unknowingly, we are actually discouraging people because of our own, you know, style. And so I don't question your motives, your sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. What I'm just saying is that be careful. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Musa and Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam to go to Fir'aun. Who was Fir'aun? Somebody who claimed to be God in place of God. Even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go to him. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Go and talk to him. And when you talk to him, use the qawl which is layyina. Layyina, a simple translation, leniently, politely. If Allah wants Musa and Harun to talk to Fir'aun politely, you know, these are your own people. These are on your Shias. They are the azadar of Hussein ibn Ali. And so we have to keep this in mind, inshallah, and that is where the ajr sawab will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Salawat upon the Akbar. It's not part of my notes, but I would like to make this a comment here. Sometimes I hear in our community social media remarks about JCC or MIC, you know, which are really unfair and unjust. Sometimes I hear, oh, you know, they only cater to the members. This is an absolute nonsense. You come to Ramadan, mashallah, you know, our halls are full. The volunteers don't have the ability to know who is a member and who is a non-member. They welcome all, they serve all. In Muharram also same. So sometimes when I hear things, you know, from others, you know, whether it's out of envy, then at least try to follow the example. Don't put down the community because of their own, you know, organizational skills. And especially when you make a comment about a community collectively. Remember in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيِّنُوا. If a sinful, you know, person comes to you with a news, then investigate before you make the judgment. Otherwise, you will end up harming them while you don't know what you are doing is wrong. But you will be accountable for that. And so, you know, look at issues from the issue of justice and fairness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq to all the centers in our area and all the volunteers and organizers to fulfill their duties in the best of manner, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وعمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة النساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان ما حيا أصال البدء والطغيان هادم أمنية الشرك والنفاق حاصل فرو البغي والشقاق صلوات الله والسلام عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام اللهم عجل فرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشرين بين يديه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.